Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
This weekend, lovely weather. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a chill in the air, though, so maybe you want to get under your blankie and just watch some TV or some movies or whatever. So Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend lays it down. Three things to check out when you're doing your different streaming services or TV or stealing YouTube TV from your dad or whatever it is. However you want. Who? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, so I said that we're going to have something that's going to pull at the heartstrings. We're going to end with that one. Okay, because we got to take time to make sure we find Monica's heartstrings and all of that.
I haven't found it yet.
But, so let's start first with the world's, in my opinion, the most famous painter ever, rest in peace, Bob Ross. His documentary on Netflix, Bob Ross, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one, I guess, is somewhat controversial. I forgot about that. I got to watch this.
Yeah, because it's talking about his son, his family, like after he passed and them taking advantage of him and his money and all of that stuff. So it's what you would expect from family with one famous person.
And I did watch some of it. And I like that his wife still has the same hair.
She's got like, his hair?
Well, it's like the same hair from when she met him. Like, it's still the big hair.
Some people, they have one hairstyle and that's it for their entire lives. Yeah. They find the one that works for them and they never, ever change.
Yeah, but it's a real big battle over his big business empire.
Okay, so it's not so much...
He's a good guy, through and through.
Oh, I was waiting to find out that he killed a guy in Mexico or something like that.
And he buried him underneath some happy little trees.
Yeah, exactly. He made the blood-colored raw umber come out of his stomach, yeah.
No, it's more so about Bob's legacy and his family and how they're attached together.
And how'd he be probably very disappointed in them. That they were fighting and everything. All right, I do need to check that one out. What's on Netflix?
That's on Netflix, yes. Also on Netflix is something I think Monica would enjoy. It has a very weird title. It's called Squid Game.
Okay.
It's called Squid Game.
Because I look at it and I said, okay, is this going to be something good, something I want to watch? But you said yes.
Yeah, so it's basically hundreds of people who are like in poverty. They receive an invitation to play in like a kid's game for money. But it's a deadly game that they don't realize until they get in it. So there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of twist in it. There's like a whodunit kind of situation.
I'll watch it. Mm-hmm.
It's highly rated on Netflix right now.
All right. Squid Game.
Squid Game. Ignore the name. But the show is great.
Okay. Antoine, I have great news. I found Monica's heartstring. There it
is.
We found it.
So in theaters right now is a movie called Dear Evan Hansen. Have you guys heard anything about it before I jump into it?
So I saw on the rundown of movies coming out this week, it said Dear Evan Hansen. And I thought to myself, what is that? I should probably look. And then I didn't. But
you never looked.
Fate came together and I didn't need to because you were going to tell me about it.
And this is a movie that you definitely have to watch the trailer, because when I heard about the movie, I wasn't super interested in it. But then when I watched the trailer, I was like, oh, that 2 minutes almost made me cry. So Dear Evan Hansen is about a kid named Evan Hansen who's super lonely. He's going to therapy, and his therapist has told him to write letters to himself. And all this is in the trailer, so I'm not giving anything away. To write letters to himself. So every day, Evan wakes up, and he writes a letter. Dear Evan Hansen, you're going to have a great day today, or I'm going to do blah, blah, blah.
All right.
And so Evan doesn't have any friends. He's in school, and he has a cast on his arm. This kid comes up and said, wow, you don't have any names on your cast. I'm going to sign it just so it looks like you have a friend. That kid leaves, ends up killing himself. And then his parents find his body, and the kid accidentally grabbed one of Evan Hansen's letters. Mm-hmm. So the parents thought that the kid that killed himself and Evan Hansen were friends. So they reach out. They're like, we didn't know our son had any friends. Evan, can you tell us about your friendship? Tell us about your relationship, because he wrote you this letter. So then it goes to this whole story of how people feel alone and how you have a community and support behind you and how this kid is able to make friends, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh. Don't be plucking at my heartstrings, too.
I know.
But it was just
deep.
The part of the trailer where the kid kills himself, the parents find that letter, and they come to Evan Hansen in tears. They're like, I didn't know that our son had a friend as close as you. Please come over to the house and be a part of our family kind of thing.
So, Monica, here's how we do this. Is you watch half of that movie.
Yeah.
Then you go watch half of that murder squid thing.
Squid Game.
Uh-huh. Right. Then you go back to finish Evan Hansen, and then you finish the squid.
Okay. That's how you have to do it.
End on a high.
Yeah.
That's how you end your heartstring right there. Run them down for
us. All right. So, on Netflix, we have Bob Ross, the documentary, Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed. Also on Netflix, we have the Squid Game, about killing people, playing a game. And then in the movie theater, Dear Evan Hansen, a story about being lonely and how to find the support within that.
I never thought there'd be one where I go, oh, thank God, there's one about killing people. Oh.